You were just listening to the opening track of the album Traditionis called Die for This. And the creator of that song has joined me because the album Traditionis drops today, April 19th. That's the one and only Fwaz Yazzy joining me here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Fwaz, I'm so happy to have you on, my friend. Happy Eastertide to you.
Hey, man. Happy Easter, man. I really appreciate you having me, Rick.
It's my pleasure, dude. I've been listening to this this thing for 5 days straight. I can't get enough of it. It's
thanks, man.
It's unbelievable. And that song, Die for This, is really, when we were going back and forth, it really is, it's a Catholic fight song, bro, because it actually celebrates the fact that, hey, you know, we're all going to die, and the fact that Catholicism is worth dying for. And and your thoughts on the creation of the entire album Traditionis, which drops today.
Oh, hey, again, thanks for having me, Rick. I'm excited because I get to hang out with you twice this week, you know, on Thursday too. So that's gonna be a lot of fun.
I love it too, man. I'm grateful for it.
So really, Traditionis was made for Catholics, and I wanted something out that it was authentically Catholic, traditional Catholic rap music. It has some R&B tracks in there as well. But the reason I was making is I realized that there are so many young adults and teens who like that genre, but are more cautious about going towards the rap genre because of the content that it creates. So I wanted to put something out that parents didn't have to worry about their kids listening to, or someone didn't have to worry about their conscience, violating their conscience listening to content that was not conforming to the Catholic faith. So I wanted to put something out there that sounded secular in production, but it was authentically Catholic. So that was really what my thought process was.
And I have to say that I think you absolutely killed it in that regard. And once again, this is my friend Fwaz Yazzy. He and I are on a show called News from the Pew on Thursdays. You can find us on YouTube. He has this album out called Traditionis, and some of the tracks, guys: Litany of the Saints, Looking for My Baby, Need a Reason, Saint Alphonsus, Be Like You. My favorite title is Gender Roles, because it's right out there for you.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, it's authentically Catholic, and you know, I just wanted to make it. I didn't want to, you know, beat around the bush or sugarcoat anything. I just wanted it to be 100% Catholic, not only Catholic, but also in the aspect of the natural law. You know, that's why it's called Traditionis as well, the traditional nuclear family, the domestic church, and things like that. That's what I really wanted to display.
Absolutely. You're listening to my friend Fwaz Yazzy here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. He is joining me because his album Traditionis drops today, and you can find it on iTunes and I guess on Spotify and pretty much all major platforms.
Correct. That's right.
Excellent. So what's your journey to Catholicism? Are you a cradle Catholic, Fwaz? I never asked you this before.
Baptized, confirmed, Eastern Catholic, Syriac Catholic. So I'm a cradle Catholic. I did leave the church. My parents growing up, we were kind of creasters. We would only, go to Mass at Christmas and Easter. But I did venture off into the Protestant area for maybe about 6 months before the church fathers reeled me back in. And then ever since then, I've just been Catholic and more devoted to my faith than ever. So that was probably around 2006 is when that happened, that transition.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think every Catholic has being a cradle Catholic myself, I really actually wasn't a practicing Catholic till probably 2014, even though I'd been there my whole life because of different ways, shapes, and forms. So it's always interesting when I talk to other people that are back embracing the faith fully when they did. And I didn't take any other roads, Fwaz. I was probably worse than you because I was still going to Mass, even though I wasn't listening to most of the church commandments and following that. But it's always interesting to talk to people how, you know, when they came back and how they came back. And it's always good to have those stories, because honestly, those are the stories we need, because those people who think they're too far gone, you're never too far gone.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everybody has their, the journey, the prodigal son journey. I think that's just sometimes we have to carry that cross in order for us to be resurrected. So yeah, and I've been making music honestly since the eighth grade is when I really started. I've been rapping since then. And my brother and I had an album out back in 2012 when we were signed to a Catholic record label. I ended up taking a break because I got married, had kids, you know, life happened. And I was working so much, living out in San Diego, it was hard for me to, you know, to find the time to continue making music. But once I ended up leaving San Diego and moving to Kentucky, having that stable, you know, one job, and taking care of the family, I decided to pick it back up. I didn't know, you know, what I was going to create, and out came out Tradiciones 6 months later. You know, so that was the journey. 10 year, you know, taking a 10 year break and just coming back at it again was really fun.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. My friend Fawaz Yazzie is here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. A good refugee out of the state of California, moving to the great state of Kentucky. All you Kentuckiers, you gotta hook up with my man Fawaz. Now, are you in the northern or southern part of Kentucky?
Actually, in central.
No, well, there you go. It's not even the north or the south. Right in the middle, even better. And so did you leave because of the lockdowns, because of the lifestyle? I know if you talk to other people, or I've listened to other people saying, like, listen, at this point in my life, I just couldn't be in California because it's just too off the deep end, and it's really inhibiting me growing as a Catholic or even practicing my faith. What was the thing that really made you want to get out of Cali?
Sure. You know, all of the above, everything you mentioned, but it really was the lockdowns that exasperated it and really made us take that leap of faith, you know, as God told Abraham to move out of the town of Chaldea and to the destination he was going. He just listened. So, you know, our thing was we always wanted to homestead. We always wanted to own land and just live that type of lifestyle. And California was almost impossible to do. So we never thought we were going to stay in California for too long, but we just didn't know when we were going to leave. And when COVID happened, lockdown started to happen, we just said, you know what, let's just get out of here and trust in God. So we bought a house sight unseen in Berea, Kentucky. I didn't know what Berea, Kentucky was. I couldn't tell you where it was on the map. we just knew this is where we belonged. And we got here at 1 in the morning. We drove from California. Took 3 days. We sold everything. We started fresh. We got here, and we got 10 acres, 2 homes in the property. Berea has been great. Kentucky has been amazing. The people here are awesome. Natural beauty. I'm able to farm, so, and I'm able to make music at the same time. So having a blast.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky is underrated. I think a lot of people overlook Kentucky. Kentucky is a personal favorite of mine. I was up there a couple months ago. Fell in love with it the first time I was ever up there. So you're in a good spot.
Wow.
A lot of good Catholics in the northern part. Northern Cincinnati part, below that, really a bunch of good Catholics, a couple good SSPX churches up there. You picked a good spot to be in. Definitely a good spot to be in.
Yeah, you said Kentucky is overlooked. I like to keep it that way.
You don't want to be us down here in Texas, where we got more people than that's right. Kentucky's a good secret. Let it stay that way. So in that regard. But my friend Fawaz Yazzie's here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel. His album Tradiciones drops today. The we'll talk about the music video in a couple of minutes, because I know he's talking about the video for Die for This is dropping this afternoon as well. He's going to premiere it, I believe, on Instagram. So if you guys are on the gram, as the kids say, you can follow him at Holy 40 Project on Instagram. He's going to drop the video for it today. Now, of course, this is kind of a Sophie's Choice question, but let's be real. What's your favorite track on the whole album?
Oh boy, that's tough. I'm going to say Under Construction, mainly because it was so challenging to write. It's really about this individual who gets a sense of the spiritual life, if you may, enters the purgative stage, and has this, you know, has the trouble. He's being purged from his attachments and his vices, and it's this person under construction in the spiritual life to being perfected. But it was so difficult to write because you know, it was a crossover of, I don't know if your listeners are familiar, of Tech N9ne and Eminem, because of the rhyme structures. There's multiple syllable rhyme schemes on there on a very different type of beat. There was no hook attached to it. So it was just something that was different for me to write. So it became my favorite mainly because of how much it challenged me to put it together.
That's very interesting because, yeah, it is, and we're talking about his album Tradiciones here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel with my friend Fwaz Yazzie. I'm sorry. I call him that on News from the Pew. My friend Fwaz Yazzie here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, because you people are like, what are you talking about, Rick? Just typical old me. But the with Die for This and Looking for My Baby and St. Alphonsus and even the Litany. The Litany is great. I want to talk about that one in a second. But then Under Construction, also, you know, Under Construction is a great song because it really hits to kind of that journey you and I talked about a couple minutes ago, where we would all like to be from birth a saint, right? We'd all want to be demonstrating that we were 100% into the faith from the moment of our birth into this world. But unfortunately, we're all, as Catholics, we're all under construction until the day we die, unfortunately. And a lot of people are like, I want to be perfect. It's like, yeah, you're never going to be.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's a process. It's a process of sanctification for us to eradicate our vices and build virtue. And by the grace of God, hopefully of us, some of us will get there sooner than others. But it is a process. It's a tough process because, you know, God is detaching us from our imperfections and our vices and things that we're attached to, and, you know, making us realize that it's really Him that we should be attached to ultimately.
Indeed, indeed. And I guess, you know, moving from a place like Cali where there's so, you know, you said it was San Diego, right?
Correct, yeah.
Where you guys don't even need air conditioning during the whole way. Because my brother-in-law was stationed in San Diego for a couple years with the Coast Guard, so we went out once, and it's beautiful out there. And then you move to a place like Kentucky, and granted, Kentucky is gorgeous, but I'm sure the first Kentucky winter, you were like, yep, this is definitely a challenge.
It was, yeah, it really was. Because I never used to the snow. I don't know what the snow looked like, to be honest with you. You know, being here, it was cold in the winter. I don't mind the heat in the summer. It's just the bugs and the mosquitoes that really are annoying here. But again, it becomes part of that, what St. Alphonsus calls uniformity of God's will. You know, if God wills it, whether it's in His permissible or His active will, if He wills it, then, you know, I accept it because this is what He wants from me at the moment, and this is what He wants for me to be sanctified. So, if Kentucky is where He wants me to be, it seems like this is the place that He put us, and this is where I'm going to stay. And my main thing is, during this entire process of Lent, was don't complain, because this is where God wants you to be at the moment. So that helps.
Yeah, indeed. It's one of these things where, and for me, you brought up Lent, talking to my friend Fwaz Yazzie. New album, Tradiciones, drops today on all the platforms. Follow him on Instagram at Holy40Project. He's going to debut the video. We're going to talk about that in a moment for the single Die for This, which is, you know, I guess I'm just like everybody else. It's, you know, in order, it would be definitely my favorite song. But I also love Litany of the Saints and even Don't Need a Reason, which is a great old R&B track as well. But the idea here that, you know, this Lent was, I'd have to proudly say, and you and I joked about it, it was like, how do you say it? It's like, oh, I hope you have a terrible Lent. So you can be better sanctified. And to be honest, it was probably the toughest Lent I've had, Fwaz, because I read the book. I read the 33 days consecration of St. Joseph. I consecrated on Easter. I did that. And I don't think I've ever been challenged as much as I have been in these last 40 days. And I failed more often than not, Fwaz. But in the end, I definitely felt I was actually moving forward. And that's the first time that's happened in a while, and it really is uniformity with God's will in that regard, and it really has been something for much better, even though it was going through a lot more more difficult things.
Sure, yeah. If this Lent was one of the, I guess in a way, when we say the worst Lent, I guess it took you out of your comfort zone. You know, you got out of the boat. If this was the worst Lent, then you're heading towards the right direction. because that's, you know, you're being sanctified. Now, to me, you're already perfect, Blake, you know, because you've already, you should be beatified, canonized the same day. But
Dude, you're already on the show. I'm already promoting the album. You don't need to do anything else, man. You're good. You're on. You are. We need to hang out so you can actually go to confession and retract all the things you just said, because that's I can't have you lying, my man. I can't have you lying in that regard, brother. My good friend Foz here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel. Happy to have him on. He has a new album, Traditionis. Please go out and give it a listen. I just want you to give it a listen. There's going to be at least one or two tracks, I guarantee. If you've been a fan of hip hop in the past, you're gonna love this album. I'm telling you. He also does Trad Cat skits. Are you gonna is that ever gonna get resurrected, or is that on hold while we promote Traditionis?
Yeah, so that's the reason I kind of stopped it. I decided to work on the music, and then I'll come back to it. I got a couple of skits that I'm working on right now. I got to edit some fun stuff. So, but yeah, I was focusing mostly on the Traditionis. What's interesting about the album itself, to be honest with you, is that I can't sing. You know, decent at rapping. I've been doing it not because I'm so talented, only because we've been doing something for such a long time, it becomes second nature after a while. But I'm not really a great singer. But the kind of stuff that they have nowadays that can turn you into a decent singer. I laid my vocals raw. I sent them off for mixing, and I said, let me just give this a shot, because I love writing R&B pop songs. I love writing songs that are more melodic. And that's what really, like, you know, I like to shine is through there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me just give it a shot. So I put my vocals down, I doubled it, and I harmonized it, and put the stems together. I sent it off for mixing. The guy sends it back. It was Looking for My Baby. That was the first one that I did. And the guy sends it back, and I was like, it doesn't sound that bad. Once I realized that they can make me sound half decent, that's when I decided to journey off and make some more songs that were more R&B is popish rather than just straight rap. So that was the fun part about doing that.
Well, definitely came out better than I think most people would expect. I my wife and I were listening to the album on the way home from church on Sunday, and she's not a huge fan of hip hop. She was bopping her head along as well, because it's just no matter the genre, when the music is good, It resonates. It's more universal than people realize in that regard. And speaking of which, let's talk about the actual video, which drops at 3 p.m. Eastern.
So, yes, 3 p.m. Eastern on Instagram.
Excellent. What was the now, you know, when we think about music videos, we think of these huge setups and stuff like that. Was it just you and a buddy with a camera with like an iPhone?
Pretty much. And the reason. Well, actually, it was my best friend, my wife. She's the one who was out there doing it with me, you know. So she's great. She, you know, I have her to thank, you know. Other than, of course, God is the utmost. I can thank him more than anybody else. But, you know, next in line is I definitely got her to thank, because she's been a great support, and she has her favorite songs too. And she was out there with me out and, you know, for recording that music video. And I knew if I could just give them a decent raw footages. I knew nowadays they have all of these great editing softwares. We put it all together that it turned out really, really good. And a lot of the stuff is local. A lot of stuff here is here, Berea. I wanted to show the beauty of our local town. Mm-hmm. and just put something together that people could enjoy. This album is really made just my gift to the Catholic world, to authentic Catholics, those who want traditional Catholicism out in the entertainment world, because we don't have a voice, to be honest with you, in that realm.
Yeah, that's right. And looks like our time's up, brother. So it's sure. Foz Yazzie, his album Traditionis, and just name off some of the platforms they can check it out with, and definitely go to Holy 40 Project on Instagram. Follow them there for the CD, or I'm sorry, for the video this afternoon. Last word, man, let them know where they can find you.
Absolutely. If you go on Instagram, click on the link in my bio. It takes you to my link tree. It's on Amazon Music, iTunes. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora. It's everywhere.
All right, my friend. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much for stopping by, brother.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless.